it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. And it is always a good Tuesday afternoon when I sit here across from the one and only Captain Bill.
And I'm glad, I haven't had any sleep for 4 days.
For 4 days?
Oh, the rigors of what I had to go through at St. Kitts. Lucky to be.
And I had a devil of a time convincing the Pickle. He was upset because the pickle wanted to audition for Yawn. But I had a heck of a time telling him, he's not down there for Yawn this time. He's down there for the nuclear pontoon boats convention.
Dirty commies.
And he just didn't believe me. And it just took a lot of convincing because he really wanted to audition.
Well, he wouldn't have been eligible.
Why?
He's not a human.
Oh, so we're now...
Well, unless he came off a part that we don't know of. I'm sorry, you'll have to bring it to him.
Wait a minute here. That sounds rather racist.
Pickle racist.
You're pickle racist. Pickle racist.
No, I love pickles. I do.
Then why won't you let him audition?
Because
you're afraid he's going to win.
Well, he could. I'll have to go. You're confusing me with all my duties,
I was just trying to convince him because I knew you were there for the pontoon.
Well, I got another trip coming, which will involve down under.
Down under?
I'm going to Australia, as you know, New Zealand. And,
okay.
I got some yodeling activities there, but if he can fly over, he could probably be mailed.
He could be.
Does he have?
I don't know if he has a pickle passport or not.
I don't know if he, but does he have any bodily functions that he has to perform?
No, just a battery replacement every now and then.
Oh, okay, so he wouldn't create a mess.
He would not.
If he was mailed.
Unless the post office played punt, pass, and kick with him, which happens sometimes. By the way,
well, how would
I think all my packages?
I would have to say that if you could get him to Sydney,
okay,
on March 28th. No, not March 20. I'm sorry. March 8th.
March 8th.
I'll be there.
Whoa, coming right up.
Yes, it's not far away. No.
No. Because he likes to travel parcel post to take his time. But
most pickles do.
But now, it's almost too late to send parcel post.
Pickle. FedEx Express.
FedEx Express.
If he's not there, first of all, I got to get cleared. I'll have an answer for you by next week.
Okay, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, so,
because I may have to break it to him that he's just not going to be allowed to audition.
We've never had anything other than humans audition.
Really?
Well, who else?
I think
a cow almost.
Well, a pig could almost yodel.
No, he snorts. No, that sounds pretty good.
I found a new career.
Some dogs are very close. How they howl, and they can sometimes.
But Dale's dog, he hoots.
Look
at him. Hoot, hoot. When he needed to go outside, he went, hoot, hoot.
Whose dog?
Dale Kay. He is a collie.
Dale Kay.
Collie.
Okay.
And a hoots.
And he hoots. Well,
he does give a hoot.
He does give a hoot. Well, that's amazing.
It does. Animals are amazing, I think.
Okay. Well, I will get back to you next week.
Okay.
But
I appreciate it because, the pickle really has been pestering me lately.
Yeah. We've just been exhausting hours analyzing that.
Well, maybe that's where the Chinese balloon was trying to find you guys. Is that what it was?
Well, he was. Well,
they got blown off course because they were looking for you guys.
They blew off course, and they were headed toward a secret location off of 224 where they used to have blimp hangers.
Uh-huh.
And I can't tell you exactly where it is.
No.
It's by a municipal airport. But that's all the details I could possibly give you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't want, because you know, if you gave me too many details, you'd have to kill me.
Yeah, so I got it all parked back and everything. But we found out why they don't have them. They don't have the Pivorny complex.
Who doesn't have the Pivorny?
The Chinese.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
Without the Pivorny complex, I shouldn't be telling you this.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody. But
I won't. Just between you and me and our listeners.
They didn't have the Pivorny complex. That's why they had to use their nuclear-powered pontoon with a balloon. Otherwise, they sink.
Oh.
Without the Pivorny complex. So
okay.
We found that out. It took a long time. That's why I'm so tired. Okay. And then the trying to get out of St. Kitt, what a mess. Their customs were just getting out is
even with all the booze you had.
No. Well, you know, we have to go through the security like everybody. And we were diplomatic. And this still was bad.
Wow.
I can't do that only when I'm serving as a nuclear captain of a pontoon boat.
Yeah.
If I'm a little off today, you'll know why.
Okay.
You probably can't tell the difference.
No, you seem almost normal today. So.
Oh, okay. This coffee is very good, by the way. Better than what I had.
But they don't have good coffee there.
No. Juan Valdez is banned from.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It isn't him. It's the mule. You know, and he won't go anywhere without the mule.
The mules step on mongooses.
Oh.
They have a lot of mongooses there.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, and it's one of their favorite animals. They brought in the mongooses, it's true. They had snake problems many, many years ago in St. Kitts and St. Nevis, which is right next to St. Kitts. And so they brought the mongooses in to eradicate the snake.
So the mongoose is a national hero then?
Yes, but there's nothing that frightens a mule worse
than a mongoose.
So one time, a couple years back, Juan and his donkey, his mule, went over there because during the pandemic, the country was starved for currency. In fact, they went to Bitcoin to just try to save their economy.
Okay.
Because there was no tourism.
No tourism.
No.
That's what their tourism is.
I mean, they have cruise ships and people going to the resorts and everything. And the only other thing they really have there, because it's mountainous, they don't have a lot of agriculture, is the veterinary school, which is a big one. It's the St. Kitt. I forgot the name of it, but it's where a lot of people go. It's hard to get into veterinary school in the States. There's usually only one university per state that has mm-hmm. a veterinary program.
Right.
So there are a lot of people, and it's a very good one from what I understand. So other than that and tourism, so when the pandemic hit.
All cruise ships had to stop because
yeah.
you get on board a ship and all of a sudden everybody in the world has COVID.
That's right.
On
so,
ship.
So Juan took advantage of this. He had some bitcoins. And that's what they turned
okay.
to. He brought it. Oh, he stamped out 57 mongooses.
Oh, man.
No, they weren't all. They were injured. So they, fortunately.
Okay.
They had a veterinary school.
Unfortunately, it works that works well that way.
And they have their own special ambulances.
But that banned him from coming back.
Yes, it banned him. And Juan did not make an apology. So the coffee isn't as good.
Well, I can understand that then, definitely.
Yeah, so. Woof. I'm glad to see he was here. I mean, he brought
fresh coffee
right
here.
Thank goodness there's no mongooses around.
Yeah.
Oh,
they hate
mongooses.
What about weasels? Aren't weasels a lot like mongooses?
Well, they're ferrets and the weasel
ferrets,
family,
yeah.
yes, and certain politicians.
So he can't go to the UK either because, you know, there's a lot of ferrets out in the UK. And they're like pets, a lot of pet ferrets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a pet ferrets around here,
yeah,
too.
There are a few, but there seems to be a lot more in the UK.
Yeah. Well, I never really warmed up to a ferret.
I didn't know
or a weasel.
A weasel just keeps going pop. What can I say?
I don't know.
Pop goes the weasel, right.
Remember those things that you...
Jack in the Box. Back
in your day.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
Before we had battery-operated Jack in the Boxes.
Yeah. They have them now?
Do they? I'm sure they do.
I haven't seen one. Maybe they're even solar-powered now.
Ooh.
Wi-Fi enabled.
Bluetooth. Bluetooth, yeah. Wow. You've hook seen, that up to your stereo.
You've seen that a lot, haven't you?
I have.
You have. So.
Last week was the Super Bowl.
We talked about it. Super Bowl.
It was. Interesting thing, it didn't come out until after because you didn't know until afterwards. Super Bowl bets seen doubling to $16 billion. Just on the Super Bowl alone, $16 billion with a B of gambling on the Super Bowl. And that's probably from everything from the points over under to the coin toss
to
all these different things and who won and who didn't and point spread.
I didn't know about these parlays. And a parlay apparently is you bet on the game, but you also bet how many yards. I mean, you can, there's usually, it could be up to 30 of these things.
Yeah.
And you can bet on who scores first, who has the most points, how many yards Mahomes would have thrown. You name it.
But there's three things you have to get the parlay, right? You have to bet on three things and you have to win all three.
Well, it depends.
For the parlay.
Unless you're French.
Unless you're French?
Yeah, they parlay.
They parlay vous français. Okay, yes. They do. Oh, most sports. Yeah, I have this thing here about guide to sports betting in Ohio.
Oh.
And parlays and teasers, and standard bets and odds, it's timed a little more complicated. Say, like, the Bengals to cover the 7.5-point spread. This was, obviously a few games ago. But both teams score more than 41 points combined, and the Seahawks to lose by less than 10. Sportsbooks give you a chance to wrap all those bets into one called a parlay. Parlays come with increased odds, much higher potential payouts, but there's a catch. All the bets in a parlay have to win.
That's right.
Most sports books will let you combine up to 12 bets in a single parlay. Well, of course they will. The more you bet, the less chance you have of getting them all. So it's but here it goes. Most sports will let you combine up to 12 bets in a single parlay, where 10 cents could win you more than $1,000. But because it's higher, unlikely to happen, enter the teaser. The teaser is what? If you want to bet a better shot at cashing in a bunch of bets at once, what you do is called a teaser. It's similar to a parlay in that you have all your bets, but it's more likely to cash because you add points either to either side of the line. The most common teaser is 6 points, which means you could move the Bengals to a 1.5-point favorites or a total of 35 points and give the Seahawks a 15.5-point total. However, adding and subtracting the points will cost you when it comes to the odds. So the payday from cashing a teaser will be still higher than a straight bet, but on one thing, but significantly less than a parlay.
Hmm.
But 10 cents for if you have 12 items you bet on a single game, and you bet 10 cents, you can win like $1,000.
Well, you have this. Odds are phenomenal.
Phenomenal against that, yeah.
So there's an actual person.
I can afford to lose a dime here.
Yeah.
There.
Is an actual person a teaser?
Well, it depends on where you're at.
I just wondered, my first girlfriend.
She was a teaser. Oh yeah.
Goodness
oh, yeah.
gracious.
So.
Whew. If I could tell you stories.
Well, but don't. Because, this is a family show.
Oh, yeah.
Family
it is.
Show.
Woof. Anyway. My sister. She knows all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She, as you know, we've had her. I haven't had her for a while.
We haven't, no. She can give us a refresher course, maybe.
I don't know. She'll scold us.
Well, we're used to that.
So, anyway, when Ohio went online as a betting state,
right?
They gave us $200, right?
So right.
If you put $10 in.
Something like that, yeah.
So I didn't want her doing it for me. But Nancy says, I have nothing. I don't know anything about sports betting. And that's true. She doesn't. Now, she could tell
she's
you.
She's good at the other.
Oh, if you wanted to know who is backstabbing another housewife, whether it's Salt Lake City or Orange County, and you had a bet on it, Nancy would be your person.
Oh, she'd be the friend you'd call. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Who's back? Who's
but she's a semi-high roller, and she gets getting back in order.
She bets on machines.
On machines, okay.
That takes no talent whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean,
I thought she was.
She has a sense, though. Okay. I don't. She can say, well, this machine's just not going to do it. I don't know any different. I keep betting this stupid thing and lose all my money. But she knows. I mean, she's an experienced video. Well,
she's a slot machine seer. She's a whisperer. A slot machine whisperer.
That's what she is.
She's a slot machine whisperer.
I did take her with me on this. I had to put her in a cone of silence when we were trying.
I wish I had one of those sometimes.
So a cone of silence was...
Alex, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Alex.
So anyway, the cone of silence was on the powerboat. So, and she was put in a stupor. We got her to the room, and she was fine, and she went off and did her thing, and getting her through customs, it's tough getting somebody through customs on a stupor.
On a stupor, yeah,
and a cone of silence too, to boot. But anyway, so she would know, but my sister. She parlayed.
Okay, your sister was doing it for Nancy.
Yeah, she did pretty good. I mean, and I think she made a few bucks off of it, but nothing out of the ordinary.
So your sister doesn't do that, but she does do the fantasy games where she makes money.
Oh, she does, but I think now that sports betting was allowed in both Ohio and she also
Virginia.
The defense contractor in Virginia. I think that gives more of her attention because there's something more skin in the game, actually.
Okay.
You can win over a season. She's won a couple $100.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge amount of money. People throw in $10 to a fantasy league, and she always won, they banned her.
Right.
So she got a friend of hers to do it, and they split the profits.
Ah.
That's a secret, too.
Just between you and me.
Yeah, okay.
And all of our listeners, yeah.
So, but she knows all these players. She knows how good they are. I mean, she knows a lot about individual NFL players, basketball players, you name it, than I do. So she parlayed on how many yards somebody, a quarterback, and did all that, and won a little bit of money. Not much, but because of parlay. The one that she would have 15 parlays in another area. So she had all but one or two.
It blew
up. But, it was a small risk. A small risk for a big payout.
You know, something that happened as you were heading to your meeting, Ohio State Athletic Department received $48 million loan from the university.
Is that the pandemic thing?
Yeah.
They lost?
They lost because they weren't, because one, the season one is long, and two, they didn't have people in the stands, which I think, what did you say here? It said how many people that actually serving more than 100,000 fans. Okay, which always sells out.
And pickles.
Well, they had pickles, yeah.
Yeah, the pickle, Yodeling pickle was around there. You would not survive.
But, I just can't believe with what they make.
It's phenomenal. But when I read that, I said, well, this is definitely an accounting gimmick.
It's got to be. And they're paying them back over 20 years or something like that, 15 years.
And this has got to be some way they can... Of course, they're not
over. And this is another reason why I question that, because in a 2022 fiscal year, which was the second year of the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the department reported over $250 million in revenue.
Yeah,
over $250 million in revenue. The total of $251.6 million was the most it ever posted in one reporting year, and operated at a 25.9 million dollar surplus in the first post-pandemic year. So what are they needing that loan for?
Well, I have a guess. Okay, so they use all the football revenue, right? A ticket sales, of course, that's nothing compared to TV and,
right,
and then
right.
radio and all the other stuff. But $48 million was what they lost with ticket sales. Now, if they took the loss, that would be less money for other sports programs, right?
It would be, yes. Yeah, so because they support that, and basketball supports all the other sports. They're right. made far more in football than the basketball.
So I would think that they give themselves a loan, keep the $48 million for the other sports, and they'll pay this thing off in no time. It's a gimmick. It really is. Okay. And I think they just kept the $48 million within the athletic budget, the football
right.
budget, in order to not take it away from other programs.
Okay.
And knowing they're pretty good.
But it was the athletic department that gave them the loan. And the athletic department,
I thought it was the other part of the school did.
I thought it was the athletic department, but as I quickly look here over the article, on the agreement, the internal loan issued to the department totals $48 million, be paid over 30 years through athletics operating funds and endowment.
Okay, I thought it was some.
It may be. What I read as.
I thought it was the athletics
operating funds. Okay, that's what I kind of figured it was from, but apparently it was not.
I think the university.
The department. It just keeps saying the department. Okay, it referred to the athletic department. The Ohio State's athletic department is they're taking out a loan from the university.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, yes.
That's there you go. Okay. I did not catch that. Because that's why I have you here to explain these things to little old me.
It's so complex.
And then they have to pay out $500,000
yes.
to Washington University for backing out of their game in 2 years.
Half a million. Oh, wow.
$500,000.
2 years?
It's not this year. It might be. It's not.
Why are they backing out? I don't know about that.
I forgot why they are backing out. Did I have that here? No, I don't have that here. But I forgot why they're backing out. Hmm. But they're backing out, and they didn't say it in the original article. They may have said it after that. But they have to pay the Washington State $500,000
for not showing up
for the revenue they would lose during the.
But they'll make it up playing somebody else, right?
They will.
Yeah, so it's.
But you're not going to. But Ohio State is such a big draw.
Oh.
To get a piece of their pie is bigger than most other schools.
And then the Big Ten is now the big 175 or something like that.
Is.
I mean, they go West Coast. USC is going to be.
And I don't understand why they just get, unless they were doing more since we are expanding the Big Ten. That in that, I think that's the year, not this year, but the following year is when the big expansion becomes full, that they're playing somebody more in our own area instead.
Well, there's two divisions.
Right, and there's an East and a West, and because there weren't that many in the West in the sense that were pulled in, but now there'll be more in the West that are actually part of the Big Ten. We're going to end up with like three super conferences and then everyone else.
That's because of TV.
Because of television.
Yeah,
exactly.
Of money. You know, talking about the gambling thing, that was a good segue. Because I was reading an article. I think it was in the extended version of the Beacon Journal to go into
the extra innings.
But how college sports betting is affecting the players mentally, especially mentally, because now that everybody can bet on college sports, if a player doesn't perform like they should and their team loses, the pressure on these kids is getting to them because they're getting death threats. They're getting death threats from people who would have made money if they had played their ordinary game. And it's starting to have an effect on them. I can't blame them for having an effect on them. I never thought, of course, I think death threats are just
They're stupid anyway.
They're stupid. They're ridiculous.
And they're usually not anything that's ever going to really
never
happen.
Know.
But you don't know.
I mean,
that's
when I thought of that, I was thinking about that poor kid from Ohio State who missed that kick.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, because if you're a gambling addict and you had $5,000 and that kick would have made you $25,000 and he missed it, you might be insane enough to, I'm so ticked, I'm going to send him off an anonymous death threat.
I mean, yeah.
So I never thought of it that way. I really did. I think, I'll still go out and play, and if people want to bet on me, but if I don't perform, I may be faced with some harassment.
That's at the very least harassment. Death threat is more than harassment, I would think.
And what happened recently at Michigan State with people.
Right.
You'd never know. Somebody be so upset, lost everything they had. I'm going to show this kid. I'll show him. And that's just ridiculous.
But in the first place, weren't Ohio State the underdogs to begin with?
Yeah, they were. They were, yeah.
So, therefore, to bet your life savings on that game is another definition of insanity.
Yeah, well, it's an addiction. And it's a true addiction. That's why gambling has been fought by the powers to be for all these years. Some people just cannot handle it. They used to have the horse races, and people got addicted to horse racing.
Yeah.
And then you would go to Vegas, and people would lose their shirt there. Now you can just get on your phone and lose your shirt there. And, I mean, I'm for adults, in the most cases, being able to handle it responsibly. But I would think a pro player would handle it more so, since he's making money or she's making money in their professional sport.
Yeah.
But a college kid who's going, you're talking Division III.
Yes. Yeah.
You can bet on.
Wow. I didn't really. So you can division. You can bet on Mount Union.
About Mount Union, and I don't know who. I'm sure the gambling companies have analysts who know everything about Division III and put out the odds, right?
Right. Somebody has to.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're usually not that far off.
No. So I just can't imagine the Division II halfback didn't get into the end zone. A guy loses this money and sends them off a anonymous email or something like that. It's just to me. But it's starting to have an effect. I don't know.
As it is done in politics. People do things that people don't like, and they actually send them death threats. And you have had people, that's one of the reasons that Dr. Amy quit, was the threat she got. And they hired another person, and she quit before she started. When she talked to Dr. Amy saying, look, this is what you and your family are going to go through.
Yeah.
And
she was Jewish. That added to these conspiracy nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think she had lasers, though. Did she?
She
had to. She's a doctor.
Lasers?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You lost me.
Well, the Jewish lasers that were, that were starting the forest fire.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
No, I'm sorry. I just don't recall. The Jewish lasers burning down the forest. I mean,
apparently you don't listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene enough.
I can say probably that I have not listened to her utter one syllable, other than they force her on the TV and she's anyway. Whew. But you're right. I mean, in the politics, though. It becomes more cultural thing when you have somebody betting tangible amounts of money.
That's more than culture.
That's more than culture.
You know what? That could be something that could be more serious than an anonymous threat to a politician.
Yeah, yeah. So,
not that anybody should be threatening somebody. It's not right.
No, I mean,
it's wrong.
You're stupid to rely on an 18-year-old making a field goal.
Right. Yes. Especially when they're...
Or at the most 20.
When they're slated not to win to begin with.
And they're student athletes, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, you, Right.
Yeah. I see the whole thing.
Right.
Is,
yeah. He says as he rolls his eyes.
So, well.
Okay. So what do we have to look forward to? We have, because this is the, you know, with a basketball all-star break, it's really.
Oh, wasn't that? I didn't see it. Did you watch it?
I didn't.
I mean, it was a close game. It was
what, a 157 to 172?
No. Much more than that.
Okay.
Giannis's team. Giannis is the Greek freak from, what, Milwaukee?
Yeah. Okay. The Bucks.
Yeah. Excellent player.
Yes. Amazing.
And then LeBron James' team.
Ah.
I heard he was pretty good.
I've heard so.
Yeah.
Only the best, top scoring and just about, you know, by the time he is done. He's probably going to be tops in almost every category, or certainly within the top five. We're talking about triple doubles and everything else.
You think he'll make the Hall of Fame?
The only way he won't make it is if something destroys the Hall of Fame before he retires,
or something drastic about. Yeah. Giannis's team. I guess they. I don't know how they pick the teams. I really don't.
I think LeBron and Giannis. I think those two. Select who's going to be on their team.
It must be some sort of lottery or some sort of. You get a pick, they get a pick.
Right.
That kind of. It's like old baseball team.
Yeah.
I'll take him. Yeah. I'll take him. And then I was at the bottom.
Bottom.
I got to take. I was just private then.
Yeah. And
then Bill.
And they let me play.
That's how they do it now.
They let me play the position of leftover. Yeah.
Leftover.
Yeah.
So anyway, Giannis' team was 184.
Okay.
And
What defense.
And LeBron's team was 175. So it was a nail biter. And there was some guy on the radio, fan, saying, why did he do this? Why don't they go to something like just skills or
I think more people watch that All-Star game. The only All-Star game that most people really care about is the Baseball Hall of Fame.
All-Star game, you mean?
Yeah, All-Star game, I'm sorry.
Even that is nothing anymore. I mean, really, once they took away, and I agree, they shouldn't have the National League, American League, who's going to have home field advantage.
Well, they took that
based
away.
But now it's back to the way it used to be.
Alternating.
Yeah, and no, I think now the best record. If you had the best record...
Oh, okay.
Going into the end of the season. So if the National League pennant winner and the American League pennant winner, home field advantage is by the best record.
Okay.
So now they're putting microphones on people and the outfield, and I can't stand that. I don't like it when they mic up the basketball players. Come on, let them concentrate on the sport. Do you really care if somebody, during a regular season game, they hearing them cheer on the sideline? No. And then I would hate to be an outfielder talking to a guy. Here comes a line drive headed right toward my head. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And I think
I've never been a fan of that either. I've heard some people say they really love that.
Well,
okay.
Different strokes
for different
folks. Yeah. So,
so what we have coming up here next is the USFL.
There's also an XFL.
XFL is coming back after what, five years?
It's already started.
Oh, it's already started. Okay,
yeah.
That kicked off Saturday, ushering a 43 game slate, including a league championship in mid May. And there's some rule changes. So everything you need to know about the kickoff of the season, what fans can expect for the 2020 during an XFL game, several coaches and players will be mic'd up, similar to the 2020 XFL broadcast. In-game interviews with coaches and players will also continue. There will be an option for commentators to communicate with Vice President of Officiating and Rules Dean Blandaro during the broadcast to discuss important calls and challenges.
What's important about an XFL game?
I don't know. And we're going to grow sports betting with XFL as Vegas grows.
Oh, boy. ESPN well, there is your answer why go. They're back.
What are some of the notable XFL changes?
The
XFL will still retain many of the core rules and regulations for fans that are used with NFL play, though there's some notable exceptions. The most interesting is that the league is offering coaches a chance to change one time per game any possible play, including judgment penalties like pass interference and holdings. Let me read that again. The league is offering coaches a chance to challenge one time per game. So they couldn't challenge before, including judgment penalties like pass interference and holding. So
they do that in basketball now.
Do they?
Yeah, you can challenge a particular. I think you can challenge a foul.
A foul, yeah.
Yeah, and something else, but then you lose your challenge, and that's it. You only get one in basketball for the whole game.
So even if you win, if you win,
you don't. I think you're allowed. But then the second time, that'd be it.
Okay.
I'm fairly sure.
I'm just saying this has never been done at any level of football, and something we have talked about during the NFL, because there are certain...
Well, they're experimenting.
Certain times and stuff, right. And really excited to see how this is going to go. Another one is... a change the fans may celebrate is that fumbles that occur inside the field of play and exit the end zone will not result in a turnover and a touchback, giving the defending team possession of the ball from its own 20-yard line. Unlike the NFL, the team that fumbled the ball will retain possession from the spot of the fumble.
Okay.
So it's saying that...
All right. I think I understand that.
That occurs inside the exit the...
I don't think... It doesn't happen that much.
It doesn't.
No, and second of all, these are like... what baseball did in the lower minors, trying out certain things.
It's a rule that comes up every once in a while during college season, during the pro season, and everyone throws up their arms. Play by play, commentator Tom Hart said, social media loses their collective minds, and it's the worst rule in football, so they took it out, and I think it's absolutely genius. Now, what about the kickoffs in the 2023 XFL season? An attempt to encourage more kickoffs while maintaining player safety. Only the kicker and the returner on the kickoff teams will be allowed to move until the ball is caught or after the ball has been on the ground for at least 3 seconds. So the kicker can kick and everybody has to stay at the line and nobody can move on either side except the returner.
Okay, so the kicker kicks the ball, right?
Right.
And then the guy back at the 5 yard line, catches the ball. Then the players on the line of scrimmage can go after him.
But they've changed the at the start of the kickoff, both teams would be lined up 5 yards apart. So therefore.
Instead of 10.
So they'll be technically right there. Additionally, teams will have options instead of onside kicks that are typically lower percentage plays for a one down to convert 4th and 15 play to retain position.
Yeah, yeah.
And keep the offense on the field.
I kind of like that idea.
I kind of like that,
because
too.
Because they were bantering that about for the NFL.
Right. And I think they're going to see how it works here to see if they're going to do that.
Well, that's interesting. I kind of like that, but... Now, the kickers in most cases can kick it out of the end zone.
They can.
Yeah, so it just depends on certain things. But so if I was I would just have a kicker kick it out of the end zone
each time,
because
half the time when you kick them, the surrounding players are already around the guy.
Especially
gets
punting.
The ball.
Especially punting. I don't know if what the punting rule is, but. And then the XFL is starting right away, right after the Super Bowl, right?
Right. To keep you and then kind of grab those.
And then
people.
Can the guys who play the XFL go to the USFL, which is more of the NFL brand?
But the XFL doesn't. The XFL season is still on when the USFL.
So they're going to have dueling minor league
football. Yeah. And the thing is, the XFL originally was started with Vince McMahon with the pro wrestling group.
Yeah, he's a jewel.
Isn't he?
Well, then toward the end of the XFL season, the USFL season. Well, who are they getting to play all this stuff?
All these players that went through the cracks, and they're getting a fraction of what they would ever get in the NFL.
I don't have a problem with that. If it gives a young man a chance to highlight themselves.
And they are eligible to be watched over by certain teams.
Well, they scout.
And scout them. And it's a step probably above the college.
Yeah, I would assume.
They're bigger. They're a little older, a little stronger.
It may give a Division II or even a Division III really good player
a chance to
go out there because they're not going to be picked. I don't think occasionally a Division II kid gets a sixth or seventh round. But a Division III, which is really good football. If you ever
Like Ashland, right?
Yeah, Ashland. No, Ashland's Division II.
Oh, is it Division II?
But Baldwin Wallace.
Okay.
And Case Western and Hiram and those.
Ah, okay.
Those kind of schools. Bethany, West Virginia. You know, those. Kenyon. All the schools my brother coached and got fired. Well, Baldwin Wallace is very. And Mount Union is the cream of the crop. So you've had Mount Union players make the NFL.
That
usually is a free agent.
Right.
And the guy who coached the,
nobody gets drafted from there.
No. And then you had the coach from the Eagles, Sinani or something like, I forgot how, Sinani, I think is how you spell his name. Anyway, he was from Mount Union and got his coaching start there and ended up in the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, for goodness
who
sake.
Who won the Super Bowl.
They did? I thought Kansas City won that.
They're right. Kansas City won. You're right. I'm still rooting for the Eagles. Well, you know what? They're fighting it. They said they didn't lose, and they're fighting it in the courts. No, they're not.
Okay. Yeah.
My bad.
Oh yes.
My bad.
Something happened to the scoreboard operator.
Yeah. And therefore it worked against them. Yeah. So.
I know this is a little bit off, but have you seen the scandal with Fox?
Yeah.
I guess Dominion Election Machine Company. This is kind of nonpartisan.
Right.
But the Fox commentators, in order to enhance
ratings.
Their ratings, went on with everybody acknowledges most people the big lie, right?
Right. And they did as well, except not publicly.
No. Now it's all coming up with emails and texts. They didn't believe any of this stuff.
They did not.
They made fun of people. They made fun of Trump. They made fun of all these people. And they just went with it to up their ratings.
And
otherwise, even Tucker Carlson said, you better stop the news side reporter from reporting this because it's hurting our stock.
Right, but they were kind of stuck between a hard and a rock place simply because they knew if they admitted that everything was okay, they would lose voters to other conservative networks. But if they went through there and fought it, they could hold on to them for a while, but eventually could get into a lot of other trouble, which they are now in.
It's a $2 billion lawsuit, Dominion, because they defamed the company for no apparent reason, and they actually agreed with them.
Right.
They agreed that the voting machine company was doing a great job privately.
Yeah, privately.
So, but it really hurt the value of Dominion. And to the point where the judge was even considering granting them the $2 billion without a trial. That's how bad this could be for Fox.
Yeah.
So It just amazes me sometimes that getting back to your scoreboard.
Okay, but
But you know what? Getting back to these rule changes, that's what Major League Baseball. And now
bases are bigger.
The bases are bigger.
Did you see the comparison? I saw a video.
I saw that,
and it was like,
is it all bases? Or I thought it was just first.
I think it's all bases because it's encouraging them to try and steal because that gives the runner just a wee bit more of an advantage than he had before.
We're talking about maybe 2 inches around the old something. It's not huge.
No, but yeah, I think it's like 2 or 3 inches around each from
I'm
the middle.
I'm telling you, they're following Silver League Softball. Because
they're learning from you guys.
We have two bases, one for the first baseman to step on and one for the runner to step on to keep it safe.
Keep you close.
Yeah, but that's, it's going to increase stealing because how many times has a guy been called out by a fraction.
By a fraction, yeah.
Yeah.
And now that they're there, and they'll be there a fraction sooner than what they were before.
Yeah, and they're going to now keep the Ghost Runner.
Yeah, I thought they said they were getting rid of that.
No. They're keeping it.
They are keeping it.
They're keeping the Ghost Runner. What that means in extra innings, you start out with the a man on second, the guy who made the last out in the prior inning. So you start out with a guy on second, mm-hmm. and that to expedite, so you don't have 21 inning games.
Well, who's on first?
I don't know. He's on second. And what else? And the pitching clock.
Yeah.
The pitch clock. Yeah. I don't know. It's really going to force some pitchers to change their style, especially like Karinchak, our relief pitcher. He gets up there, he combs his hair, and he tosses the ball around. And I think there's only so many, like 20 seconds. I don't know what the... But what happens if he does it? I think they give the player a ball.
Oh, okay.
So it's a ball. If you're ball three and you're fooling around, you got ball four. He's at first.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So,
is that going to speed up the game that much?
Oh,
I mean, they're so concerned about speeding up the game. Is that going to speed it up that much?
You know, there's a lot of people who love the game of baseball because it doesn't have a clock.
Yeah, that's true.
And now they've got a clock. And it's not like if time runs out, you lose.
In a sense, isn't that what the extra guy on in extra innings is? It's that thing, the way to speed up the clock?
It does, but there is some fatigue and injury that could happen as a result of 17, 18, 19 inning games.
Yeah.
And I think it makes it more interesting. I really do. But that's my yeah. I don't have a problem with a relief pitcher coming in and have to pitch three players.
Yeah.
I think that's being kept. I'm not sure, but I think that's being kept.
Wow. Unless it's the end of an inning.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
at the end of an inning, if the guy comes in.
Well, wait a minute. I think they can pitch to one guy and then have to pitch two in the next inning, don't they? No. They can bring the closer in.
They can bring closer in. So, yeah, I think it's just either it has to pitch to three people or to the end of the inning.
That's like if something happened to me during this show.
Uh-huh.
You would have to keep this person, he or she, here for a minimum
of three hours. Or three shows, whichever comes first.
Oh, woof. So, spring training is here.
I think pitchers and catchers report today.
No, they reported last Monday.
Oh, did they?
So
last Monday?
Yes, the 13th.
How come there's always a big brouhaha about pitchers and catchers reporting?
I heard about it.
Oh.
Maybe you were having too many brouhahas.
I may have. You know, at least a few too many brews.
So anyway, and I think the rest of the guys show up like a week later, but I always thought
in the past the pitchers and catchers would report on a Tuesday, and the rest of the team was required to be there by Saturday, is what I thought it used to be. Now that's certainly not the way things change all the time.
Yes,
but that would give the pitchers and the catchers a chance to warm up and start doing the practicing and things like that before.
For whatever reason, it was maybe because of St. Valentine's Day they did.
Maybe so.
I don't know why. I mean, that's what the paper said, and it has to be, well, not the paper anymore, my tablet.
The tablet says.
I miss my papers. I do. I have no clippings. I have nothing. I have my notes.
Yep.
All these changes were tested in the lower minor leagues. I don't know why the need for bigger bases. So I never heard of that being a big concern.
It's not a concern. It's a chance.
It's a safety thing, too, on first. I mean, a lot of people have stepped on other people's feet and everything like that.
Yeah,
I was
to try and encourage more people to try and steal bases. Yeah. That's what it was all about.
Well, put a couple $100 bills on it.
You steal the base, you get your jackpot there. Otherwise, it goes from 200 to 250. I'd be running a base.
Well, you're right. The game of baseball hasn't changed much, but if I had a choice, I would keep the bases the way they are. I would keep. That I would get, eliminate yeah. the three pitching rule that you had to bring in a reliever for three pitching. The shift is gone.
The shift is gone.
Well, I didn't have a problem with the shift. They're professional baseball players,
right?
And if you're got three guys on the other side of the field, you should be able to.
That means you've only got one guy on that side of the field.
You should be able to hit to the opposite field, right? I mean. They're doing away with the shift.
But everybody's going for power, so it always goes to almost always goes to the side. Strength is.
So they got to keep two players. They're going to have some sort of way of determining where the players have to be. But you can't shift. You can't put three players
on one side,
the left or right of the infield.
Yeah, you have to have two. I think on the
two on each, the first and second, and short and third.
Right.
You have to stay in their relative positions.
Right.
And I don't know. That's going to have certain effect on pull hitters. I mean, that improve hitting, and that's what people like. They like hitting. I guess I don't mind the shift, but I could understand why they did that. Defensively, it is something you would have to overcome.
Yeah,
and now they said, well, it's really. Lowered the offense and the game the last few for teams that utilize it. And Terry Francona utilizes it. He's not stupid.
Yeah.
He's not going to disarm himself against if the other team.
Well, and he's one that didn't, you know, when it was pulled on his team, he would say, okay, and then we need to learn how to work around that or whatever.
They have analytics there. These guys know in 95% of the case.
This is where the guy
Joe Blow is going to hit to the left side of the infield.
Right.
So you're going to put three guys there and have one first baseman.
Yeah.
To cover the whole right side. But now they're not going to be able to do that. Now they may be able to put the guy right on second, just to the right of second, and the first baseman and keep the short and third.
Yeah.
But they'll find ways of adjusting. But
I think that took away a lot of hitting and gave advantages to the pitchers. Now putting it back, not that it's really going to give a lot of advantages to the hitters, but it'll be a little bit more fair towards them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the pitching clock too. I think for most pitchers it's not going to be a problem, but for Karinchak, I remember with a guy that we used to have many many years ago. He took forever and ever.
Well, would that also go against someone like Mike Hargrove, who was the human rain delay?
No, I don't know whether the umpire has discretion. Get in there and hit. I don't know. Well, I guess the pitch clock, if he's fooling around, the pitcher will throw it to him.
That's true.
So the pitcher is going to have to throw it to the catcher, and the guy standing outside the box, strike one.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait a minute, I'm adjusting my gloves. Strike two.
If they're going to make it a ball, if that's what the thing is for not getting the pitch off in time, then you'd have to give the guy a strike if he's not where he's supposed to be.
Well, no, if he's outside the batter's box and the pitcher has to pitch the ball, he'll pitch the ball and the guy's still standing outside and chances are if he's standing outside the batter's box, the guy's going to groove one right in the middle and he can't reach it because he's outside the box.
Right.
I think that's what is going to happen.
That part, yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
That'll be interesting.
It will
be. That'll be interesting. So,
and you didn't go to spring training this year. Are you going to go next year, you think?
I'm thinking about it.
Because, you know, I know you have your special Australian trip you have to make, so that's going to take away from your spring training. But
well, you know, the Down Under people have been yearning for Jan to show up.
Okay.
And that's why I encouraged the pickle to try to
mail himself there.
Well, first of all, I'll have a judgment for you. I'll have to.
And, you know, if there's no pickles allowed, you know, he'll just have to live with that.
Yeah. Well, I hope he can. Because he was very good. I liked him.
Yeah.
And I think, hey, listen, you got the talent. I don't care if you're a pickle, an amoeba. Well, that'd be interesting.
That would be. Yeah, you really need a mic. They really need a big
mouth. They have a mouth. They don't have a mouth.
Right. So you'd really have to get an amplifier on those guys.
A mole. Anybody who shows up. But I could open the gate for dogs.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be upset? Oh, I know who would be very upset. Yak Smith, the guy from Maine.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. Well, he didn't make the cut up in he was.
And then you let a dog in or a pickle in?
Oh, he could.
Oh, my.
Talk about threats. We usually don't have threats.
But you know, we always have a changing landscape here.
We do.
We do.
Yeah. So, what else? Joe Thomas? Did we talk about Joe Thomas?
We did not.
He made the Hall of Fame. Well, that
first
was
ballot. First ballot.
He, incredible offensive left tackle. The most important position on the offensive line. 10,283 or something like that.
Something snaps, like that. Snaps in a row, consecutive.
And then
the last snap he did was the last snap he did, kind of like,
For a guy making $12 million, I would think he probably could have made that again the following year. But he
could have. Yeah, it was his choice.
He played for 10 years or so. He accumulated quite a bit of money. So and now he's a very sought after an analyst and podcaster. But he doesn't want to be away from his family. But when he's ready, but the deal that kills me is Tom Brady's deal. He doesn't start that until 2024.
Okay.
And
That's a Fox. This is a Fox deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Fox deal. So Joe Thomas is could be an analyst if he wanted to be.
If he wanted to be, and I think it's been offered to him, but again, he chose not to be. His family's right at the age where just hitting into the teen years. I think as he gets a little bit older, then he may.
Yeah.
Because he'll keep in podcasting, which he does. And
I guess you have to pay for it for his podcast.
Do you? Really?
I don't know. I don't know if you do that. Maybe he has advertisers.
Yeah, probably has advertisers.
Because don't they, if they draw enough people, they can draw advertisers?
Well, plus you can monetize it, so it means commercials come on before and after the podcast well. So.
Yeah, and I know that they've done that with Jeff Phelps and Mike Fratillo on Chaos Basketball.
Okay.
Jeff Phelps was booted out because they wanted to get some more diversity, I guess, for a female diversity.
Okay.
And it's too bad because he was really good.
I mean, I like Jeff Phelps.
Yeah. And very knowledgeable basketball guy. And he does the pregames for NFL, the Browns.
Right.
He does that.
And he did fill in a couple times this year. For
Jim Donovan.
Jim Donovan, yeah.
I didn't. I must have.
I wasn't real crazy about what he did. It was professional, but it wasn't over the top.
Yeah.
And Jeff
really
Phelps is not over the top.
No. So he did an adequate job. So baseball starting, and I'm getting excited. But next year, I would like to consider going. We'll see.
Because you'll be busy during that time this year. So
I got to slow down my activities. You know, after I hit 50, things are just
keeps flying by, flying by.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we can be ready for that.
All right. Nothing else you want to talk about before I say this one?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to keep talking. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. No, as we, captains get together and we have off-color jokes, I thought this wasn't too bad. There we go. Why did the Dairy Queen have no children?
I don't know.
She married Mr. Softy.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
I tell you.
Now I know what happened. You know, why Mr. Softy was never happy when he drove through our neighborhoods. You know? Hey, that's going to do
it
for our
sports. I made my last show here.
Our sports sidebar, and it's been a nice 16 years, but we'll see everyone next week, I hope.
Maybe.
On Sports Sidebar.